Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Oh yeah, here we go. Turn it up. New Monday morning kickoff song.
There you go.
Yep, nope. Don't reach over for the snooze. Nope. Let's go. Jump out of bed. Give me a quick 20. All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Getting better than that.
There you go.
Get rolling.
Off and rolling here on a Monday morning. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Lot to talk about today. A lot happening over the weekend. Good morning, Mark Schlereth. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing, buddy?
Good. I want to hear more about your trip to see you and hanging out with Dion and the Buffs on Saturday. We'll get to that in a little bit. In the meantime, we now know the Nuggets playoff fate. Well, sort of. They have that inexplicable loss to San Antonio on Friday. Turn around, take care of business against Memphis yesterday. And the way things shook out, Phoenix beating Minnesota, the Nuggets end up in the 2 spot. They tie a franchise record with 57 wins, and they will play the winner of the Pelicans-Lakers play-in game.
Okay. Well, that's good, right?
Do you have a
preference?
Preference to who to play?
Well, the way we've been spanking around the Lakers lately, just the natural kind of rivalry that is the Lakers, I'd rather them play the Lakers.
Absolutely. Saw some people say, oh, I don't want the drama of the Lakers. It's exhausting and everything that goes with it. No. Love the attention.
Sure.
Love the attention that the Nuggets, you know, it's sad that the defending world champions have to be linked with the Lakers in order to get the amount of national attention they deserve in the first round. But, hey, that's what it takes. Especially when you go out and beat the Lakers again.
Yeah, well, especially when you go out and sweep them. And then we'll see all the folks in the national media crying. But, there'll be real cheerleading. You know, we'll flip on ESPN, it'll be real cheerleading.
Yeah, we'll be. You're right.
So, there's nothing better than just smacking around the Lakers and then watching everybody that is completely supportive of the Lakers and wants them to win and doesn't want anything to do with Nuggets have to continue to follow the Nuggets.
Hello, Jinx.
That's the way it goes. That's not Jinxy. It's not Jinxy.
I was following social media during the course of the afternoon. Great, great day. Just sit back and just watch Nuggets, Avs, baseball, Masters, all that stuff going on. And it was like there was a lot of talk. And I saw our Jake Shapiro from Denver Sports, you know, talking about how things were breaking well for the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that Minnesota losing so that the Nuggets wouldn't be the 3 seed, they'd be the 2 seed, and that now you avoid the Oklahoma City, Dallas, Clippers side of the bracket. What? Why do the Nuggets need breaks? Why do the Nuggets need a fortunate seed? I say what I said coming out of the All-Star break. I don't care who they play, where they play, if they have home court or not, as long as this team is healthy. Nobody's beating them 4 times. Nobody's beating them 4 times.
Agreed. Listen, they have been so dominant, so good. Their starting five is so good. Health obviously being very important. But the bottom line, Mike, these last 10 games or so, it's just been, let's get to the finish line. They know how good they are, and I understand the lapse, you know, against San Antonio. I understand. I get it.
I do. Please explain it. I think a lot of people would like to know how the heck that happened. Where'd that come from?
Well, just that they're ready. They're ready for the playoffs. Like, it's, you can't play hoops on adrenaline when you know you can't. It's the same thing with the Avs, man. The Avs have been sleepwalking to a degree because they are ready for the playoffs.
No. I would disagree with that. My level of concern over the Avs is much different,
of course,
much higher than the Nuggets.
Well, because the Avs aren't as good as the Nuggets. And I think the rest of the Western Conference is better. But still, they have been waiting to get to this last week and a half or 2 weeks for both the Avs and the Nuggets have been that.
So you dismiss the 7-0 loss to Winnipeg at home with home ice in the first round?
Do I?
That's of no consequence to you?
No, there's a consequence there. But I'm just telling you, it is very hard when you kind of have been playing this way for the last 2 weeks to get up for these games.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on the Nuggets there. I don't excuse the Avs' performance coming down the stretch at all. They're worrisome. They got some issues.
Well, I would be worried too, especially with goaltending. I'd be very worried.
You would think that these last couple of games of the regular season would matter to them to shore up home ice in the first round against Winnipeg, to get some confidence going for Georgiev, or to get some clarity as to whether or not you'll go with Georgiev or Onanen in goal. I disagree with you. I think these Avalanche games are very meaningful.
They're meaningful, but I'm telling you that the last 10 games or the last 2 weeks have been both of these teams have been waiting for the playoffs. And I don't excuse it, but I definitely understand it.
Speaking of hoops, Fan Flyaway. That's our next flyaway that we're giving a chance for you to win, presented by Sport Clips. It's back, and this time we're sending one lucky listener and a guest to a road game to the Basketball Championship Series in June. Here's what you get. 2 tickets to the game. A game. Round trip airfare for 2 from Denver to a destination to be determined. 2 nights hotel and $500 spending money. Head to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to register. Claim your special offer from Sport Clips. And those of you who previously entered in our last Fan Flyaway in February to Vegas, you are already part of the club and are already entered. So good luck to you. And everybody, get signed up for the Fan Flyaway. Coming up next, what was Mark's day like at CU? Hanging out with Dion and the Buffs. That's next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
10 seconds. Steve Bouyum sends it off the glass. Getting there is Jaren Wright. Time's going to come. Denver's going to win 10. The debate is over. There is no more argument. DU is officially the greatest college hockey program of all time.
Whoa, I just got goosebumps. Jay Stickney, there you go. Nailing it. As the Denver Pioneers, the most reliable, best program, college or pro, there is in the city of Denver. Just a continued run of excellence where the standard is the standard, and on display again Saturday as they win the national championship, shutting out Boston College, heavily favored Boston College, 2-0. First time this season BC had been shut out. And how about the play of goaltender Matt Davis throughout the course of this entire tournament run? 4-game stink. And he saved 139 out of 142 shots.
He made a save in that championship game that was, I mean, absolute magic. Like, unbelievable. Good for him, man. Good for the Pios. Congratulations, guys. That was awesome.
Yeah, this save. This was John Buchegross with the call.
Smith in front. Throw. Back to goal.
Which immediately led yesterday to, can the Avalanche get that goalie? Why not? He's undrafted. At this point, sign him, put him in an Avalanche sweater, get him out there.
Jersey.
Guy's on a roll.
Put him in a jersey. Yeah, right now. Who you got more confidence in? You got Matt Davis.
Yeah.
Georgiev.
Yeah.
Or Anunoby.
Yeah. Give me Davis.
I'll take Davis in. I'll ride with Davis and take my Jets after a 7-0 drubbing to the Jets the other night.
Exactly. So congratulations to the Pioneers. And Stickney's right. That's 10 national champions. They moved past Michigan, who also had 9, or has 9. And so now DU is the winningest college hockey program in all of college hockey.
How far does it go back to them winning?
Oh, boy.
Does it go way back? Yeah, I think feels like it's a recent last...
No, I mean, this goes back to the 50s, I think.
Does it really go back that far? Because I know they've been great here down the stretch over the last, 20, 25 years. Oh, look at those fingers. Those things are amazing.
Stop it. Now you got me self-conscious. I'm making mistakes.
They just go.
First one, 1958. 58, 60, 61, 68, 69, 2004. Big gap there. 2004, 2005, 2017, 2022, and 2024. So two in the last 3 years.
Wow. Congratulations. I didn't realize they were that dominant a program back in the 50s and 60s.
Yep. By the way, 10.
Yeah.
Probably spread them out a little bit. So congratulations to the Pios as they are, once again, national champions of college hockey. College football, you were in Boulder on Saturday, hanging out during CU practice, Dion and the Buffs. Tell us about it.
It's awesome, man. The program is, I mean, love what Dion's got going up there. Love the energy of the program. The way they, you know, were flying around practicing was great. It's just, you know, I get to spend the day. I got to go out, have breakfast with Dion, have breakfast with the coaching staff, some of the coaching staff, got to know some guys, spoke to the team, you know, so Saturday morning, you know, Dion did his presentation and then, you know, Mooch got up and said a few words. Steve Mariucci, who was also there, and then I got up. And,
how did Dion introduce you? Because clearly the players don't know who the hell you are.
I don't remember. How did he introduce me?
Had to say something about battles that you guys had back in the day.
No, no? I just
nothing
think,
like that?
No. I think he just introduced me as Stink. There's some guy named Stink come up here talk to you guys.
You used to play a little offensive line.
Yeah.
Listen
Wait
to him.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who are
Yeah, exactly. So, but it was fun, man. I enjoyed the heck out of it, and you know, Dion's like, don't be standing on the sideline. You get involved in practice. Get, you know. So got to talk to a lot of kids. Got to, you know, pick the brains of the offensive line, sit in some meetings. And, and they were great, too. They were just like, hey, man, anything you see, anything you'd like to coach up. So, you know, I had free reign to coach them up. And,
Did you?
Oh, absolutely.
Took charge.
Of course. So anyhow, it was fun, man. I'm looking forward to going back up. I'll probably go back up Saturday. I've got a standing invitation, so like I've got a buff, like I got a buff credential.
You're like a buff for life now.
Yeah,
you're part of the buff club.
Part of the buff club.
What is that Dion like? Who is Dion like as a coach out there?
Oh man, he's total energy. Positive. Really fires the kids up. Totally positive, and. He is the CEO of the football team. That's what he is. You know, you've got an offensive coordinator. You've got a defensive coordinator who came over from the Cincinnati Bengals, young guy, been coaching in pro football for a long time. So Dion knows what he wants, but he delegates that authority to coach those positions and coach that football team. He just coaches. He coaches the coaches of the football team of what he wants. And like I said, there's great. There's unbelievable energy there, man. I can see why coaching can become addictive, right? Especially when you're teaching a kid, you're really all of a sudden the light goes off and you see them execute it, and the light goes off for them. You know that you see them execute it, and then it works the way you told them it would work if you did it that way, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is great, you know. So. Just those conversations, especially with the young players too, because there's so much nuance to playing, and you know, a lot of the kids are trying to get their assignments, but that's it's the assignment, football. And, you know, you can help bring the next level of that. Okay, you know what the assignment is. Now, let's think about the football aspect of this. This guy lines up here. What are they trying to do to you? Like, what? They're going to try to cross your face, right? So you're going to have the insides, you know, just little things like that that you get them thinking that they just flat don't know.
How's our guy Pat Shurmur?
Pat was great. Pat
was awesome. Were they practicing incompletions?
No, they completed a lot of passes. They completed a lot of them. Did not see any incompletions being practiced.
Uh-huh.
Did see a few incompletions,
but not being practiced.
No, being practiced.
Yeah,
they were actually practicing completions.
Okay, good. And somebody asked a question. So if CU's O-line is terrible this year, we can blame Stink?
No, you cannot blame me. No, now they've gone out and they've totally revamped that position.
Yes, the big kid, Seton.
Yeah.
Big boy.
He's a big kid. But they've completely revamped that position. But again, there's still a lot of work to be. You can completely revamp it. You completely get all new players. But if five aren't playing as one, then it doesn't matter how many big, strong kids you have if those guys aren't playing together. So they've got work to do there.
Okay. Well, it's early. Spring practice. That's what it is all about. All right. Coach Slareth, way to go. Morning Brew coming up next. We'll hear from Michael Malone. Eager to turn the page now to the postseason. How is Jared Bednar feeling about his team after a blowout loss on Saturday and then coughing up a big lead yesterday? And we'll get to all that in the Brew next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, the regular season is in the books as the Nuggets finish up the season with 57 wins, tying a franchise high. They beat the Grizz 126-111, and thanks to Phoenix upsetting Minnesota on the final day of the regular season, the Nuggets finish with the number 2 seed. They will await the winner of the play-in game between the Lakers and the Pelicans. Michael Malone, eager to get on to the second season.
It's just nice to know that the season's over. We're the 2 seed, and come Tuesday night, you know, that evening, we'll have a wake up Wednesday morning. We're going to know who we're playing. And, you know, that gives us a couple more extra days to prepare for that opponent. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting time as we look to defend our championship.
Yeah, and we do know that the Nuggets will play Saturday, game one Saturday against the Pelicans Lakers winner. We don't know what time, but we do know Saturday. So there you go.
Probably late, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, Saturday, yeah, you could have.
If it's Nuggets Pelicans, I bet it's later.
Yeah, you would
think. If it's Nuggets Lakers, that'll probably be prime time, I would think, probably like maybe
it'd be like an 8 o'clock tip.
Because
the Lakers is that would be 7 o'clock West Coast.
They might do it more like 6:30, like a 6:30 game. So you know, 8 o'clock, 8:30 on the East Coast, Saturday night, that type of thing.
All right,
I could see that.
Okay. By the way, it's Saturday too. By the way, yeah. So
by the way, go to have you reposted it yet? Go to my Twitter.
It's your Twitter?
At MikeEvans1043. Mark will retweet it here, too. Our poll question, who would you like to see the Nuggets play in the first round? Lakers or Pelicans? Vote and let us know. We'll update the results throughout the course of the show. Next on the Morning Brew, boy, the Avalanche limping into the postseason. Fresh off that embarrassing 7-0 loss at home to Winnipeg on Saturday. They look good in building a 3-0 lead to Vegas, but they blow it in the third period, end up losing in overtime. Jared Bednar on what went wrong.
The message has got to be you got to continue to play, try to extend that lead instead of, you know, sitting back. But I get the mindset of our guys and coming off like the couple games that we just played, wanting to be really good on the defensive side of things. But then you can't take the penalties.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. We were talking during one of the breaks. You said the Avalanche look like a team that could easily go to the Western Conference Finals and just as easily could lose in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, that is how they feel, or how it feels to me. Like, they are that good, they are that talented, and they are that mistake-prone at the same time. laps at the goaltending position, laps on defense. Like how many over the last couple of, I would say over the last 3 or 4 weeks, how many times have you seen them just give up a defense, get pitched inside, and all of a sudden they got a breakaway 2-on-1 or, you know, 3-on-2, whatever it is. It just seems to be constant breakdowns on the defensive end, mistakes made. It just seems to
be
a
goaltending and goaltending that doesn't
bail you out.
You don't want to put it all on the goalies because that would be making excuses for some of those other mistakes you just laid out. But sometimes your goalie has to be the eraser, has to just make up for some of those mistakes.
Yes.
And the Avs aren't getting that kind of goaltending right now.
That's exactly right. He's not erasing. They are not erasing in between the pipes.
No. Next on the Morning Brew, congratulations to the DU Pioneers. National champions again for the 10th time in school history as they beat Boston College, completing their Massachusetts sweep in the Frozen Four. They beat Boston University and Boston College behind this incredible goaltender.
Smith in front. Throw. Bucks it. Oh, my God! What was that? Wow. Davis is out of his mind.
A save that will forever stand the time in Pioneer hockey annals. As Matt Davis, during the NCAA tournament, four games, made 139 out of 142 saves.
Ridiculous.
That's not bad.
Yeah, ridiculous. And he was obviously in the shutout, but that save that you just heard Bucci call, that save was unbelievable. It was all over SportsCenter. It was all over. Is it the number one, or do they get a soccer goal in there instead? A dick. See how I did that?
I like that.
See how I did like that?
That's good.
Yeah.
That was executed flawlessly.
Thank you.
Next on the Morning Brew, congratulations to Scotty Scheffler. Dude is just a machine. Goes out and wins the Masters for the second time in the last 3 years. Taking a course that gave everybody fits, but he went 11 under par and wins very comfortably. And what a humble guy. What a great dude he seems to be. Really mild-mannered, easygoing. And, you know, cue up Mrs. Harbaugh. Because who's got it better than Scotty Scheffler right now?
No.
Winning major golf tournaments and now awaiting the birth of his first child this week.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Now you just tell Mama Bear, quit shuffling your feet. Let's get that thing going.
That's right.
Let's have that baby.
Who's got it better than Scotty Scheffler?
Nobody.
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 Who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, boy, did we peg Tiger on Thursday when we talked about it? Said he'll make the cut, but he cannot last four rounds.
Dude, he was laboring on Thursday, and then the fact that they couldn't finish Thursday. So then you had to play, what, six holes before you started your round of 18? Dude, being a, you know, broken down dude,
You know that.
I know that feeling, man. I know that feeling.
He finished, what, plus 16? 16 over? Worst showing ever?
Man.
At the Masters? He was, what, one under through two, and then just blew up over the last couple days, but, you know, again, something we thought would happen. It went, 73-72 and then 82-77.
Yeah, not good. Do you like it when you see a professional golfer, like, take an 8 or a 9?
Love it.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Oh, I do.
I hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? Watch him struggle.
I like to see him just throw darts.
No, I like seeing him struggle and how they get out of some of these situations, some of the shots they make when they're... But they get the luckiest bounces, too, I noticed. Like, Scheffler hit one on one of the tee shots. It's going left. It's going left. Kunk hits a tree, bounces all the way across the fairway, and he's in play for a second shot.
Yeah.
I never get bounces like that. Never.
Well, you probably do. You're in the woods so much, you don't recognize it.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Up next, lot to react to from the Nuggets and how you feel about their number two seed. You want the Pelicans or the Lakers? We'll give you a poll update. And who do you believe Jared Bednar should go with between the pipes for the playoffs? We'll get to your text next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Hearing from a lot of Buff fans this morning, want to know about your experience Saturday in Boulder. As you were invited up by Deion Sanders to come spend the day and lend some perspective, some advice, a little coaching. But as one texter asks on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043, did Stank throw down in the weight room?
No, I did not. No.
Was there ever an opening for you to get in there, or?
Oh, I could have gone down there and lifted after practice, yeah. Or I could get there early and lift if I wanted, yeah.
Come on, man.
I got the keys to the city.
Well, you're going up again next Saturday. Why don't you get up there a little early? Get your swole on.
I don't want to scare the kids.
Good point.
I don't want to scare anybody. You know.
Were you another person?
I'm hard, dog.
Another person wants to know, did you show up in your old school Vic Fangio shorts?
No, I get my jeans on.
Didn't wear the nut huggers?
I didn't wear that. Yeah, I walked in there, looked like I was smuggling a yo-yo, had a whistle on, you know. Had them bikey shorts cranked
up. That's right. Bend your knees. Stay low.
That's right. Tucked up my crack.
Guys, you think the Lakers throw this game against the Pelicans so they don't have to play the Nuggets? You know what? Don't laugh. Do you think they want that smoke again?
But I mean, just throw it and be out of the playoffs?
Just be done with it. One, two, three, Cancun.
Yeah, just go away. No, they're gonna try to play. How are the Pelicans playing right now? I know Zion has been back, right?
Oh, Zion's been playing well, but they lost Brandon Ingram to a knee injury. They've been waiting to try to get him back. Did he play? I know there was talk about him being back. Lakers blew out New Orleans yesterday, 124-108. So they'll just stay in New Orleans for the game. No, Ingram was back. Played 23 minutes. So, but he just got back. So, yeah, rematch coming up tomorrow night. Lakers and Pels.
Who you got? Out of Lakers. I'm taking the Lakers.
I don't know. I want the Lakers to win. I want Nuggets-Lakers again. I want it so badly. Nuggets-Pelicans, boring.
Yeah, who cares? Well, you want to talk about it. Getting zero coverage.
Zero coverage.
That'll get zero
coverage. I mean, the only reason it'll get coverage is because of Zion.
By the way, Zion, if you bumped into Zion, I think everybody would be shocked at how actual skinny he is, because on an NBA court, he just looks ginormous. Like on an NBA court, because you're playing against a bunch of stick figures in the NBA, I bet you if you bumped into him in real life, you'd be like, huh. Quite a bit skinnier than I thought. Because, you know, on the court, he just looks, well, I mean, he looks fat.
Another texter, bring on the Lakers. I want to see the Lakers lose tomorrow so people could say it was the best performance ever in a play-in game and a loss. Like that one.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
That one. Yeah, another one. Have you guys pondered the idea the Lakers throw their game against the Pelicans in order to avoid the Nuggets? Well, no. If they lose, oh, I see what you're getting at. So you're getting at the idea that they throw this game, but still, then get another shot because they're see the way. Oh God, we got to explain the play-in tournament.
Yeah, explain to me because I don't understand.
Okay, so the way the play-in tournament works, they created this bogus thing to try to create more interest at the end of the season, give more teams a chance to say that they're technically in the playoffs. So in this case, what happens is there's seeded a team 7 through 10. The Pelicans and the Lakers play.
Mm-hmm.
The winner automatically becomes the seventh seed.
Okay.
Okay? The loser, let's say the Pelicans win.
Okay.
So the Pelicans are automatically the seventh seed. They play the Nuggets. The Lakers then will play the winner of the Sacramento Golden State game to decide the eighth spot.
Oh, okay.
And
so they can lose
match
one
up with Oklahoma City.
Right.
So under that scenario, if you're both the Pelicans and Lakers, I wouldn't be in a hurry to win this game. Because
the seventh seed automatically
gets the Nuggets.
The number two seed, the Nuggets. Okay.
And then the loser of this game, Pelicans-Lakers, will still have another shot at winning and therefore getting Oklahoma City.
I see.
Who would you rather play in the first round? Nuggets or Thunder?
I mean, the Thunder, they've got, you don't want to pay the Thunder.
No, because they got the MVP.
The MVP, SGA.
Right.
I mean, yeah. So you don't want to play them. I mean, they're a juggernaut.
But, you know, do you want to start messing around with the Sacramento and Golden State? That's an interesting one. Golden State at Sacramento.
Yeah.
Boy, how the mighty have fallen, huh? Golden State barely getting in. Final team.
That's all they need, though. I mean, I don't think they're, I think they're done. I mean, their window is closed, but, you know, Golden State, if they shoot lights out, man, they're.
But I think all these dangerous teams, but to the texture's point, I think the texture's onto something here. I think all four of these teams, sure, they want to make sure that they ensure that they're in the field of eight, right? You know, they want to make sure they get in as that seventh or eighth seed, of course. But I would think in the back of all these four teams' minds, we would much rather, you know, play for the number one to get the number one seed. Than to play the number two seed.
Right. So you're saying all these teams are thinking about, I would rather face the Thunder than I would the Nuggets.
So if I'm the Lakers, I want nothing to do with the Nuggets.
Right.
Want nothing to do with them.
We don't match well.
We don't match well. They're our daddies.
Yeah.
So I could see them saying, let's lay off the throttle. We'll lose to the Pelicans. But then we'll be able to come back home and play the winner of Sacramento and Golden State. He's my daddy.
I think you're.
I know that
you're messing with.
Yeah, I know you're messing with the basketball gods. I know
right.
that. Better to just win and get in.
Win and get in, much better.
Hmm. Okay.
Because then if you do lose to the Pelicans and then you have to. The face the winner, right, of what was it?
Kings and Warriors.
Kings and Warriors. Then when you play the Kings and Warriors, they have to beat you. You win, you're in. They'd have to beat you twice, right?
No.
That's not how it works?
Nope. Then it just comes down to the winner take all. The 7 and 8 teams get two shots at
okay,
getting
that's
into
all right.
the field of eight.
Right.
The 9 and 10 teams only get one and done.
Okay.
So.
All right.
All right. There you go. Awesome. I'd rather see the Nuggets. Oklahoma City is better than the Nuggets. 3-1 this season against the Nuggets. Now, I just, Oklahoma City, next year, a year from now, Oklahoma City's going to be a handful. I think they're too young and too inexperienced. They don't have enough playoff history together. They're coming, but this isn't their year yet. So if you look at Minnesota as being more dangerous, although Minnesota's got to play Phoenix now in the first round.
Right. And Phoenix just took care of business the last game of the season.
Absolutely.
Against Minnesota.
That's going to be a good series. Minnesota. Phoenix, Clippers, Mavericks. By the way, early Vegas lines for an Avalanche-Winnipeg series, even with Winnipeg with home ice, Avs still favored.
Really?
Avs still favored.
Even after that 7-0.
Avs still
sometimes,
favored.
Sometimes a good old-fashioned butt-whipping, Mike, sometimes that's the wake-up call you need. Sometimes taking one on a 7-0 Taking one on the chin like that's exactly the kind of wake-up call you need.
Check out our poll question. Mark retweeted it. It's
which bothered me a little bit.
Why?
Well, because I had to follow you.
Oh, you
which, you're on a probationary follow right now.
You weren't following
Mike? He was.
He's on a probationary.
He's just being a rogue.
He's on a probationary follow right now.
He doesn't keep his.
Yeah.
Is it Ayik?
No.
Ayik.
Ayik. No, you know, just.
Ayik.
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 Just go. Ayik.
Ayik. So far, we've got the votes are in so far. Lakers. Who would you rather see the Nuggets play in the first round? Nuggets playing the Lakers. 56% of the vote so far. Pelicans at 44%. Give us your vote. Four down territory next.